The World This Week, Politics.
At least 50 people were killed when Russian missiles struck a military college in Poltava, a town in central Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky promised that the Russian scum will definitely be held accountable for the attack, and again pleaded for more air defense systems from the West. Russia paid no notice, attacking Ukraine again and killing 7 people in Lviv, a city close to the Polish border that has been relatively unscathed in the 2-year conflict. Mr. Zelensky overhauled the top echelons of his government, ousting Dmytro Kuleba as foreign minister. Earlier, the president sacked the head of the Air Force after an F-16 crashed, killing a pilot. Vladimir Putin took a trip to Mongolia, the first visit by the Russian president to a member country of the International Criminal Court since the court issued a warrant for his arrest 18 months ago. The ICC and Ukraine urged Mongolia to take Mr. Putin into custody, but instead he was whisked away for talks held in a yurt. Mongolia gets almost all its petrol from Russia. One of the ICC's current judges is Mongolian. In Germany, the anti-immigration Alternative for Germany, AfD, won its first ever state election, taking 33% of the vote in Thuringia, which includes the town of Weimar. It will not be able to form a state government, however, as no other party will work with it. In Saxony, another former East German state, the AfD came a close second, with 31% of the vote, behind the Christian Democrats on 32%. The 2 state elections were a disaster for the federal ruling coalition. The Social Democrats, Greens and Liberals all saw their share of the vote fall to single digits. More than a dozen members of the Nationalist Turkish Youth Union were arrested for assaulting 2 American Marines who were on leave in Izmir, a city on Turkey's Aegean coast. One of the Marines had a hood put over his head. 12 migrants lost their lives when their boat sank off the French coast. Another 30 migrants have perished attempting to cross the English Channel so far this year, while 22,000 have made it to Britain. Migrants make perilous journeys via several routes to get to Europe, the most dangerous being across the Mediterranean Sea from Africa. Some of those crossing the Channel previously traversed the Mediterranean. This year, 1,300 are dead or missing, out of 110,000 who made it over the sea. Conservative MPs in Britain held the first round of a leadership contest to replace Rishi Sunak, who was Prime Minister until he lost an election in July. Robert Jenrick, a former immigration minister, won the first ballot, followed by Kemi Badenoch, a no-nonsense anti-woke candidate. The remaining 5 candidates face further knockout rounds until the final 2 are put to a vote of party members. The bodies of 6 hostages were recovered from Gaza. Forensic evidence suggested that they had survived in captivity for around 330 days before being murdered by Hamas shortly before they were found by Israeli soldiers. The news prompted the biggest demonstrations in Israel since the start of the war, as protesters blamed the government for failing to secure the release of the hostages. Unions called for a general strike, though this was called off after a few hours by a court order. The US Department of Justice indicted senior Hamas officials, including Yahya Sinwar, the group's leader in Gaza, on charges related to the October 7th attacks, such as conspiracy to murder Americans. The Pentagon's Central Command said commandos had carried out an extensive counter-terrorism operation against Islamic State in Iraq, with the help of Iraqi forces, killing 15 of the group's operatives. CENTCOM has warned that the number of IS attacks in Iraq and Syria is set to double this year. Tunisia's Electoral Commission approved just 2 candidates to run in October's presidential election against Kais Saied, the incumbent, who is accused of trying to restrict the opposition against him. One of the approved candidates, Sayachi Zamel, was then arrested. Robert Kyagulanyi, the Ugandan opposition leader, better known as Bobi Wine, was injured in an altercation with police. His party says he was hit by a tear gas canister. Mr. Wine ran for president in 2021, losing a flawed election to Yoweri Museveni, who has been in power since 1986. For the first time in 28 years, Nigeria is refining its own crude oil again. A refinery in Lagos, built at a cost of $20 billion, will initially produce some 90,000 barrels of petrol a day, with an aim of ramping up to 330 barrels a day once it reaches full capacity. A former aide to New York State's governor was charged with using her position to act on behalf of China. Linda Sun allegedly blocked Taiwanese representatives from meeting state officials, influenced statements to reflect China's agenda, and smoothed travel arrangements for Chinese officials to New York. She and her husband received millions of dollars in kickbacks, according to the Justice Department. Both deny the charges. A suicide bomb in Kabul, Afghanistan's capital, killed six people. Islamic State said it had carried out the attack and claimed the death toll was 45, in response to the Taliban government's transfer of prisoners to the Bagram security base, where America ran much of its operations when it had troops in the country. Canada's New Democratic Party pulled out of an agreement that has kept the minority Liberal government of Justin Trudeau in power. The NDP accused the Liberals of not standing up to corporate interests. A general election is not due until October 2025, but Mr. Trudeau may be forced to call one sooner. The lower chamber of Congress in Mexico passed a judicial reform that would subject all senior judges in the country to election. The upper chamber will vote next. The outgoing president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, is seeking sweeping changes to the Constitution before he leaves office at the end of the month. Investors are deeply worried. A Venezuelan judge issued an arrest warrant for Edmundo González, the opposition candidate in July's presidential election. Mr. González won the contest, though the Election Commission declared President Nicolas Maduro the victor. Mr. González is accused of usurpation. Mr. Maduro tried to distract Venezuelans from the election and thuggery meted out to protesters by bizarrely declaring that Christmas would fall on October 1st.